him a moment to recognize us. Finally, he rubs his eyes with his thumb and finger.
"Hey, fellas, if you stare into the sun too long, it'll blind you."
He yawns and scratches his day-old whiskers, making a whisk-whisk sound.
"How's your mom, Toby?"
"Great, I guess."
"Well, the next time she calls, you tell her that her job is waiting for her. After all, where else can folks in Antler get a meal with free entertainment?"
Mom is known as the singing waitress. She makes up songs for the customers, and if they're a pain, she makes up songs about them. Her voice is high and strong with just the right twang. She may sing songs about honky-tonk angels while serving Bolarama specials, but in her mind, she's probably on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. In the cafe, next to the picture of the Lord's Supper, Ferris hung a huge banner above the soda fountain counter. "Good luck, Opalina."
Opalina. That must be the first name of Toby's mom, who's performing in the competition in Nashville. That's good to know. With so many characters, it will be important to remember who's who. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're at the last paragraph of page 36, which begins, "Ferris comes out."
Ferris comes out from behind the counter, limping to the door and turning the open sign around to face the front. The talk around town is his limp was a self-inflicted wound, so he didn't have to serve in the Korean War. Ferris claims it was a pure coincidence that he was cleaning his gun the day before he was to report for active duty.